So our readings this morning come from Numbers 16 and also from Hebrews 3. In number 16, this is actually referring to the rebellion. So this is after Moses had led the Israelites out of Egypt. Remember all the miracles through Egypt. He leads them across the Red Sea. Remember the Red Sea parts? And it goes through, okay? So all these miracles are done. Manna in the wilderness. I mean, God provided. Now there's rebellion. So Korah, son of Issachar, son of Kohath, son of Levi, and certain Reubenites, Dathan and Abiram, sons of Eliab and On, son of Peleth, became insolent and rose up against Moses. With them were 250 Israelite men, well-known community leaders who had been appointed members of the council. They came as a group to oppose Moses and Aaron and said to them, "Moses, you've gone too far. The whole community is holy, every one of them, and the Lord is with them. Why then do you, Moses, set yourself above the Lord's assembly?" And when Moses heard this, he fell face down. We see this stuff happen today in politics, don't we? Yeah, history repeats itself. So in verse 5, he said, "Then he said to Korah and all his followers, 'In the morning the Lord will show who belongs to him and who is holy. He will have that person come near him. And the man he chooses, he will cause to come near him.'" Did you guys get that? Whoever God chooses comes to God, comes near to God. That's still the same. "You, Korah, and all your followers are to do this. Take censers, and tomorrow put burning coals and incense in them before the Lord. And the man the Lord chooses will be the one who is holy. You Levites, you've gone too far." Right, so Moses isn't happy about this, right? Moses also said to Korah, "Now listen, you Levites. Isn't it enough for you that the God of Israel has separated you from the rest of the Israelite community and brought you near himself to do the work at the Lord's tabernacle and to stand before the community and to minister to them? He has brought you and all your fellow Levites near himself. But now you're trying to get the priesthood too? Is it against the Lord that you and all your followers have banded together? Who is Aaron that you should grumble against him?" So then Moses summoned Dathan and Abiram and son of Eliab, and they said to him, "No way, we're not going to come." Now keep in mind, Moses is the leader of the club here, right? You know, that'd probably be like the president summoning somebody and said, "No, I'm not going to mess with you." Verse 13, "Isn't it enough you've brought us up out of the land flowing with milk and honey to kill us in the wilderness? And now you want to lord it over us? Moreover, you haven't brought us into a land flowing with milk and honey or given us inheritance of the fields and vineyards. Do you want to treat these men like slaves? No, we will not come." Then Moses became very angry and said to the Lord, "Do not accept their offering. I have not taken so much as a donkey from them, nor have I wronged any of them." Moses said to Korah, "You and all your followers are to appear before the Lord tomorrow, you and they and Aaron. And each man is to take his censer and put incense in it, 250 censers in all, and present it before the Lord. You and Aaron are to present your censers also." So each of them took his censer, put burning coals and incense in it, and stood with Moses and Aaron at the entrance to the tent of the meeting. This is like the high place, all right? Remember, they didn't have a temple yet, but this is where God hangs out. When Korah had gathered all his followers in opposition to them at the entrance of the tent of meeting, the glory of the Lord appeared to the entire assembly. Can you imagine that? The glory of God just fills the place. And the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "Separate yourselves from this assembly so I can put an end to them at once." Now that ends the actual scripture that's on there. Before I move into Hebrews, you need to know what happens to the rest of it. And I'm just going to summarize it because there's a lot of verses. But here's the summary on it. So the families of Korah and Dathan and Abiram, they were destroyed. They were there with their families. God opened up the earth. It says the earth swallowed them. So they fell into the earth, and then the earth, the dirt covered them. Anybody in fear yet? Anybody in respect yet? God can do it all. So watch what happens now in Hebrews 3. It makes reference back to this rebellion. So Hebrews now, we're in the New Testament with Jesus. So as the Holy Spirit says, "Today if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion." That's what we just talked about. "During the time of testing in the wilderness, where your ancestors tested and tried me, though for 40 years they saw what I did." Remember, God gave them the manna. He provided everything they need, and they still rebelled. This is why I was angry with that generation. I said, their hearts are always going astray, and they have not known my ways. So I declared an oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest. Never enter my rest. Sends the readings.